We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. How are you doing today? Hope the week is off to a good start. One of the big stories floating around today, we're in a four-day countdown to another possible government shutdown. Isn't that just wonderful? We'll talk about that in a bit, and the talks that are scheduled to try to bring about some resolution to this standoff between the president and the Democrats. I want to start by taking time to honor a person I consider a friend who has passed away this weekend. I thought I mentioned on this program, this member of Congress went into hospice a couple of weeks ago. He's been on this program several times. And frankly, one of the most reliable, I mean, he's not the person who's going to get the most attention in North Carolina's delegation. There are certainly other people in the House and the Senate who get a whole lot more attention, and not necessarily for good reasons. Because I've made the case, most of them have not been reliably conservative at all. Not the case for Walter Jones, who passed away this weekend. He passed away at the age of 76, described as a man who made it his mission to atone for his vote, sending U.S. troops into Iraq in the early 2000s. Just like his father, he served his district for nearly a quarter century. Jones first elected the House in 1994, won 12 more terms, 12 of them. And this is where I'm not so excited about the idea of term limits. I'm so glad he's been there for all of those terms. If you're looking for an argument against term limits, well, you can find Walter Jones' picture as somebody who has been reliable. 2018, he was actually unopposed in the general election. I didn't know this about Walter Jones, but he served 5 terms in the North Carolina House as a Democrat before he switched parties and won a seat in Congress during a wave election. A strong advocate for the Marine Corps against both the national debt and money in politics, Jones made national headlines for his change of heart over his Iraq war vote. An early supporter of the war, Jones was generally credited with coining the term freedom fries. You remember that? Bringing them to House cafeterias to protest France's refusal to join the war effort in Iraq. Jones voted to give George W. Bush authorization for the war in 2002. But he soon regretted the vote and said so publicly many times. I did not do what I should have done to read and find out whether Bush was telling us the truth about Saddam being responsible for 9/11 and having weapons of mass destruction. Because I did not do my job then, I helped to kill 4,000 Americans, and I will go to my grave regretting that. What's interesting is what he did next. Jones signed more than 11,000 letters to families of dead troops since 2003. Just imagine that, 11,000. He told the Associated Press he saw this as penance for his vote. Started sending the letters after attending a 2003 funeral of Marine Sergeant Michael Bitts. I want them to know my heart aches as their heart aches. Outside of his office, the House office, Jones had the photos of anybody that's been sent and died from Camp Lejeune. He told the News and Observer in American Wars Since 2003, the memorial included members of the National Guard from North Carolina, grown from 580, actually grown to 580 in 2018. Jones tried unsuccessfully get the House to debate a new war authorization as the U.S. military presence spread around the Middle East in its fight against terrorism, arguing the 2001 authorization approved after the September 11th attacks had been used far too long. Far too long. Governor Roy Cooper, in a statement saying he was a public servant who was true to his convictions. Those who knew or worked with Jones spoke of his decency and moral character and of his work on behalf of those in the military. Robin Hayes, chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party. Jones' legacy will undoubtedly be the unequivocal advocacy he put forth for the men and women who serve in the military, not just those who lived in this district, but across the nation. By the way, the Marine Corps base, Camp Lejeune, and the Marine Corps Air Station, Cherry Point, are in his district. So I wanted to, at the beginning of this broadcast, to honor Walter Jones. By the way, many of his accomplishments involved the military. Trying to help clear the names of members of the military, he fought for years to help clear the names of two Marine pilots wrongly blamed for the deadly crash of a V-22 Osprey back in 2000. In 2016, the Navy issued a clarification about the cause of the fatal crash. He fought for a decade for a public exoneration of Marines accused of murdering children in Afghanistan. His work helped to create a military working dogs memorial as well. He took up the cause of Marine Lieutenant Ilario Patano, charged with shooting and killing two Iraqis after hearing Patano's mother discuss the case. All charges were ultimately dropped by the military. Jones told one newspaper, "God just put it in my heart. I told her, I believe your son is innocent. I'll do everything I can to make sure the people of this country know about your son." By the way, Mr. Jones, he served in the National Guard from 1967 to 1971. Even Democrat G.K. Butterfield, Walter was an effective voice for those in uniform and our veterans. He was a friend of Walter Jones for more than 40 years. Anyone who knew of Walter knew of his abiding love for the military. Walter Jones was a Catholic convert, and it very much had an impact on his politics. Unlike others who love to boast of their religious commitments, but it doesn't have any impact on their public policy. I've tried to do the best for him and the best for them. Even Mr. Butterfield said he was a man who was deeply rooted in his faith. He demonstrated this every single day. So, this also raises another question, because there will be an open seat. Pray that someone in the spirit of Walter Jones occupies that seat. That's going to be a very, very tough thing to do, tough shoes to fill. So we honor Representative Walter B. Jones, who passed away at the age of 76. Much more as we continue the broadcast. We'll talk about ongoing conversations to prevent another government shutdown. Will they succeed? Stay tuned. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, we started off talking about Walter Jones, and Robert out of Iron Station would like to chime in. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Vince. Thank you for taking my call. As a combat Marine veteran from Vietnam, I appreciate Walter. And in that tone, I would like to maybe make a suggestion. Why don't you play the Marine Corps hymn for him on the air?
You know, that is a brilliant idea. Let's get that ready and share that a little bit later on. Thank you very much for your call there, Robert. And obviously you appreciate the contributions this man has made. So we'll share that a little bit later on the broadcast. We told you one of the things that's going on today, especially in Washington. We're in the middle of a countdown. In fact, this is really funny. CNN has a countdown clock. 4 days, 13 hours, 38 minutes, and 51 seconds. That's how much time is left before the government runs out of money again. And in that scenario, the government would shut down if there's no new spending plan in place. Notice my language. I didn't say budget. It's a new spending plan. That's all they've been doing the past few years, putting together spending plans. So today is going to be a big day. We're days away from the possible shutdown. And this group of bipartisan negotiators were hoping to announce a deal to avert a shutdown as early as today. Right now, there's a question about whether they can pull this off. Now, there's no agreement on the path forward on the conference committee. There's no agreement on what, if any, alternatives could pass both chambers and be signed by the president if the conference committee actually fails. So today's a crucial day for lawmakers to try to figure out a way out of this mess while the clock is ticking. At this point, each day leading into the February 15th deadline is enormously consequential. So here's what's happening in terms of schedules. House and Senate, they're scheduled to come back Monday afternoon. The question is, what's going to happen with this 17-member conference committee? What are they going to say publicly? The top four members of the House and Senate panels are going to meet at some point to make a final push toward a deal. Also keep an eye on House Democrats to see whether they post a stopgap funding bill of some sort as a backstop if things continue to move toward failure. This is amazing, isn't it? On the other side, President Donald Trump doing a big campaign rally. That happens tonight in El Paso, Texas. So here's the timeline. To get something done by the Friday deadline, House Democrats will likely have to pass something, post something Monday or Tuesday. There's a 72-hour rule. So Congress can move quickly when it wants to, but at this point there's zero agreement about a backstop or alternative plan between the two parties and chambers. Conference negotiators basically have until the end of Monday to figure out something. Then it's on to finding a plan B. That's what we can tell you about the stakes here. We're at a place where there's a lot of question as to whether this is actually going to happen, whether they will get this figured out. By the way, I'd love to get your thoughts. The Ingalls Advantage talk line number 800-928-1110. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. I don't know about you, but do you find it amusing to see the rollout of all of these campaigns on the Democrat side? I mean, I sit there and I raise the question. Does this person genuinely believe they have any chance whatsoever of first becoming the nominee and secondly to winning, to beating President Trump? And I think many of them are, you know, they're in their own echo chamber. They're convinced they're going to win this. So I'd love to get your thoughts on how this is taking shape. Do you think we'll have another government shutdown? Do you care? I know a lot of people in this audience like, go ahead, shut it down. And it may very well happen again. We'll get some clue today as to whether they'll even have time to figure out what is going on here. Over on the text line. Does Congress even work a full week like the rest of us? Well, a good part of the time, not really. And we have this. Geez, Coakley, you're going to have to give up the Camels and Jack Daniels on the weekend, dude. You sound rough. I do. In fact, I have to tell you, my voice was almost gone. I think that was Saturday. I mean, there was hardly anything there at all. And it barely came back yesterday and today. So my apologies for how it sounds today. But I am here nonetheless. So I was talking about Democrat candidates. You know, you raise the question, does this person even have a chance? Why is this person running? And this is a person I'm thinking is in this particular race, probably with the idea and hope of raising profile and becoming the possibility of a vice presidential candidate. I think that's how this works. One of the latest to come forward to say, hey, she's running for president, Amy Klobuchar. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, who the heck is Amy Klobuchar? Well, if you raise that question, well, you're right on the money. Because I really have no idea why should we care about this woman. I really don't know. By the way, one of the things she was doing during her campaign appearance, making fun of the president's hair. Too funny. She acknowledged she can be tough with her staff after reports she mistreats people working for her. Can get tough with the president, too. Kicked off her 2020 presidential campaign Sunday in her snow-covered home state, Klobuchar met with mockery by President Donald Trump on social media. Trump, in a tweet once again, touted his argument that cold weather disproves global warming, trolling Klobuchar for addressing climate change while standing in a virtual blizzard of snow. By the end of her speech, she looked like a snowman or snowwoman, the president wrote. This really is funny. Who in the world is this woman? By the way, she says, science is on my side. Looking forward to debating you about climate change and many other issues. I wonder how your hair would fare in a blizzard.
It would keep him nice and warm.
There's yes, I'm sure. Donald Trump. Here's what he had to say. Well, it happened again. Amy Klobuchar announced she's running for president, talking proudly of fighting global warming while standing in a virtual blizzard of snow, ice, and freezing temperatures. Bad timing. By the end of her speech, she looked like a snowman. Or snowwoman. So anyway, her big issues, universal health care, criminal justice reform, gun control, and curbing big tech's abuse of privacy. So now she joins Kirsten Gillibrand, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Tulsi Gabbard. What a list. Back at the Vince Coakley radio program talking about the government shutdown. Let's go out to Pete in Charlotte. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Vince. My take on the shutdown, it doesn't bother me really at all. What I am concerned about, however, is if Trump folds. More recent shutdowns that have been out there, it seems like that's what was happened. So you don't accomplish anything. They give in, and at the end, it's hard to see the point. So
yeah,
that's my take on it.
Yep, I understand where you're coming from. I do appreciate your call there, Pete. Over on the text line, Vince, let them shut the government down. Again, the average American does not care about a bunch of overpaid, worthless individuals. And this one, Vince, I'm sitting through this countdown to the shutdown with my popcorn ready to go. What's the chance Trump will preach unity during tonight's rally? Answer, zero. I know you might be fooled. You just never know what's going to come out of this president. Vince, I think they all believe they're going to beat Trump. Why? Because they are all deluded, useless, bloody loonies. Okay. Disney's Elsa from Frozen has joined the political race as well. I think that's an environmental message, isn't it? It's pretty clever. Vince, I'm so glad that I'm not in the media's appetite for headlines. Let me recap how just a portion of your day is gone. Vince thoughtlessly trashes Cortez and women in government. Vince questions sincerity of Democratic presidential candidates' intentions. Vince's hopeless opinion of America. Really? Of America being able to solve budget crisis. There you go. I just wedged the importance of your activities between Trump and the Pope. Okay, there you go. Does Vince really care about us or just ratings? Quotes an unknown source in the news department. Who is that, by the way? Actually, Vince, Amy Klobuchar looked like the white-headed pimple that she is on the butt of America. Jim, that is absolutely cruel out of Easley. Is that what you people in Easley communicate about wonderful people like Ms. Klobuchar, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Let's go out to Tim and Charlotte. Good morning.
Hey, you know, good morning. You know, I did not know that much of Mr. Jones, but you know, when you kind of put it out there on paper, and you could hear all of his accomplishments, his ups, his downs. That's kind of a cool guy. I think I would, you know, that's the type of guy you probably want to sit down and just have like a soda with and just listen to some of his stories. Because that's a guy who's been there and back twice. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, his contributions from both sides of the aisle is tremendous. His signing of all of those letters, that's just wonderful. I mean, I think the tribute to the guy ought to be a lot higher than what may happen, but what a wonderful guy.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And speaking of tributes, we do appreciate your call. Someone asked that we share this in the spirit of honoring our good friend Walter Jones, and that is the Marines hymn. Let's listen in on that.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we fight our country's battles in the air, on land and sea. First to fight for right and freedom and to keep our honor clean. We are proud to
just a moment to honor Walter Jones, who passed away just yesterday. Let's go out to a call from Butch in Mooresville. Good morning, Butch.
How you doing, Ben? It's good to hear you. That was a wonderful tribute. Thank you. My point to your caller was, Pete, a couple of calls ago, what I didn't understand was, if you think about it, if Trump doesn't, not cave, but if he doesn't go along with this, how many people do you think would have been mad and not voted again had they not got their income tax checks on time? That's one way of looking at it.
Yeah.
I'll listen to you, Vince.
Well, that's pretty interesting. I appreciate your call and the perspective you've offered here. And I think related to what you've communicated, where did it go? Oh, there it is. Don't give workers back pay. Let's see how the workers pressure the Democrats. You know, it's all about the dollar, isn't it? The almighty dollar. Another person saying here, Trump already folded. Now he's calling for record legal immigration and being talked into mass amnesty by Kushner. Oh boy, God forbid. At least twice, Trump was promised honest negotiation if he would open the government. He was lied to both times. Of course he was. Do you believe that? Vince headline, scantily clad women running through Florida airport found to be just another delusional female Democrat trying to attract attention to her presidential campaign announcement. That's clever there, Alan. Very, very clever. Love your show today, Vince, but would you please tell me why Matthew Whitaker is not going to be our attorney general? I really admire the way he stood up to the Democrats during the hearing last week. I would just ask you the question, kind of rhetorically, why do you think he's not going to serve in that position on a more permanent basis? and this is not a surprise. I think a person would really have to think long and hard about joining this administration, the volatility of it. I mean, you don't have to watch very much and know this isn't about the, you know, some fake news stories. This has been a volatile atmosphere to work in. And if I were offered a job, I'd have to be very, very thoughtful about it myself. How long are you going to be there? Are you going to have the full confidence of the President of the United States? Is there a possibility that one thing you do is thought to be wrong, you get thrown under the bus? All kinds of expressions about loyalty until you're told, hit the door. Back of the Vince Coakley radio program. Oh my goodness, really? Vince, did you see the picture of Mary aborting Jesus? Oh, it doesn't surprise me. Nothing surprises me anymore. This new candidate for president, she's been all up in Trump's business. She says he's toast if he actually runs again. And even the Kool-Aid drinkers won't vote for him in 2020. After Whitaker's debacle last week, he will never again have a senior-level position in government. The guy burned all his bridges, and Spanky will throw him on the scrap heap with all of the others. Vince, you well know that all the Democrats that are running for president don't expect to win their party's nomination. It's all about developing and elevating your political brand. Of course it is. Advancing yourself up the power hierarchy that goes all the way back to ancient times. You are correct. You are correct. This is probably a good a time as any to go down I-85 to our upstate studio to talk to our good friend Lonzo to see how he's doing this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
Sleepy.
I'll bet you are. By the way, what time did you get home?
After midnight.
Okay. You were talking about the possibility of being after midnight. By the way, Lonzo came to pick up his daughter, who was coming back through Charlotte last night. And so we ran into each other at the airport and had a chance to visit for a few minutes, which was really cool. By the way, if you want to see a picture, you may be curious, what does this Lonzo guy look like?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to find out, go to the Facebook page for WBT or the Facebook page for 106.3 WORD, and you will see myself and Lonzo in all of our glory and splendor. Isn't that wonderful?
It is wonderful. And for those of you who are wondering, no, I didn't cut my hair. I just pulled it back.
Pulled it back.
Don't get excited about it. People have been trying to get me to cut my hair for 20 years now.
And it ain't happening.
Nope.
Well, we've got a list here that's kind of tricky. I hope I do okay with clues. These first few are really difficult. 1809, this guy named Fulton patents something very, very important for transportation in 1809. It kind of put the country on track. That's a big hint. What did he patent?
Railroad ties? I don't know.
No, not quite. Charles has a smile on his face. I think he knows.
Steam
engine. You're correct, Charles. It was the steam engine patent in 1809. Then we've got 1953. We have this very popular kids movie premiered. Some have speculated it would be pretty hard to get this thing to play as it is today. A character who likes flying around in the air. You know, popular.
Dumbo?
No, not Dumbo.
Peter Pan?
Yes, it's Peter Pan. You are correct. Peter Pan, 1953. Fourth nation to launch a satellite into orbit. Fourth nation to do so. I'll give you a hint about this country. A major country involved in World War II. And in fact, this was probably about the time when everybody thought this country was going to take over everything economically. What was it?
1970. Oh, you didn't say that. The USSR.
Oh, no. Any guesses here?
Is it Japan?
World War II, you are correct. It's Japan. Don't you remember back in the 70s, everybody thought Japan's are going to own everything.
Told you guys I was sleepy.
It's okay. So am I. I won't begin to explain that. But these last two are actually easy for you. 1990, 27 years in prison. This person is a free man. 4 years later, he would be elected president of South Africa.
Nelson Mandela.
You are correct. And last, but not least, the night before the Grammy Awards, this very popular singer died. Really sad, 2012.
Whitney Houston.
Yes, you're correct about that. Speaking of, well, I know you weren't home last night to watch. Did you record? Are you planning to watch the Grammys?
No.
Yeah, what a waste of time, huh?
Yeah, I mean, all award shows right now pretty much are nothing but politics, so, nah, not interested.
Yep, that's understandable. I mean, you know, one of the things I always wore, I mean, from my vantage point, I don't stay up with most modern music. I know it's that's just where I am. And yet, at the same time, I think the same can be said for a lot of these movies and the shows for the movies as well. I don't watch, I mean, I probably watch fewer movies now than I ever have. I don't know why, but I've just lost interest. How about you?
Did you see Aquaman yet? You said you were going to try to see it, and you still haven't seen
it. I did not. And you know, one of the major reasons I've not watched Aquaman. All right, what's my biggest problem with movies, Lonzo? Do you remember?
You fall asleep.
I fall asleep.
You're sick right now. So
right now,
no
yeah.
Shot.
See, exactly. This weekend, I was just extremely tired. Didn't get a lot of sleep either. So the idea of going to a movie, basically I'm paying them for a place to sleep. that's not a good plan. Not a good plan at all. And, you know, that's why I haven't seen Aquaman yet. But I'm going to try again this week, and I'm going to try to rope one of the kids to go along with me. They're all like just laughing at me. It's like snickering. Come on, Dad. Nobody wants to see that. They probably don't want to go see it with their dad either. Really hurts my feelings.
Hey, roll into town. I'll go with you.
Hey, okay. That sounds like great. Have you already seen this, by the way?
Yeah, I saw it the night before it came
okay.
out.
Well, you can watch it a second time. We'll see. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.